Thank you, Sarah. Now to our final batch of stories on this part of Chatterbox, which include a crackdown on knife crime in the county and sponsorship monies still owed to a cancer charity. But first, the official charity of Norwich City Football Club has unveiled its plans for a new £1.1 million state-of-the-art sports hub.
Named after the Canaries' historic home ground, The Nest, it will see the former Anglia Windows Sports and Social Club on Holt Road in Horsford redeveloped next year. Norwich City Community Sports Foundation is behind the project, which will create 27 new jobs and allow the charity to continue its work with disadvantaged and disabled people across the county. Should it receive planning permission from Broadland District Council, it's hoped that the site's existing clubhouse will be renovated and 7 grass football pitches relaid by the end of summer 2018. The charity's decision to name the new facility The Nest is a nod to Norwich City's historic home. From 1908 to 1935, the Canaries played at a ground on Newmarket Road, which went by the same name. Its first competitive match at the stadium was a 0-0 draw against Portsmouth on September 12, 1908, while the final game was a 2-2 draw against Swansea on May 4, 1935. Its record attendance was 25,037 during a game against Sheffield Wednesday in 1935. The club moved to Carrow Road on August 31st of that year, where it has played ever since.
The green light has been given for up to £283,000 to be spent to fix the leaky roof of Norwich City Hall. Norwich City Council bosses said major repairs are needed to the waterproof layer on the roof of the Grade 2 listed building. Councillors agreed that authorities should be handed to officers to award a contract for the work and to get it started while the weather is good. Officers said in a report which came before members of the Labour-controlled Council's Cabinet, it has been patch repaired over the years, but a more permanent solution is now required. Water is leaking through the asphalt into the concrete roof structure, where it is tracking along the heating pipes in the ceiling, causing them to corrode and leak water from the heating system. The council wants to install a modern roofing system and increased insulation over the main roof of the City Hall and the council chamber.
The majestic setting of St Paul's Cathedral in London served as the backdrop for the funeral service of one of Norwich City Football Club's oldest fans. Maurice Sills, who followed the Canaries for more than 40 years, died at his North London care home just weeks before what would have been his 102nd birthday. Norwich City fans were among those who attended his funeral service under the dome of the famous cathedral. Former teacher Mr. Sills had volunteered at the cathedral since the 1970s, and well past his century he remained one of the most active people there, including reading to the pupils at the cathedral school. The Very Reverend David Ison, the Dean of St. Paul's, said, "Of all the treasures of St. Paul's, none has been more valued than Maurice Sills." He began following the Canaries in 1975 when he and his wife Ellen bought a holiday home near Fakenham after they retired as teachers. In recognition of his dedication to the club, last year he was invited to the director's box at Carrow Road.
Around £200,000 in sponsorship is still believed to be owed to Cancer Research UK from a charity event near Norwich. Back in May, more than 5,000 people took part in the Norwich Race for Life and Pretty Muddy Challenge to support cancer research. But 2 months on, and organisers claim that just over half of the expected sponsorship income has been received. And they're now urging those who took part to pay in the money they raised for the event. Rachel Parrott, Cancer Research UK's Norwich's event manager, said that last year's race brought in £468,311 for the charity. She added that she would normally expect the total amount to be handed in around 3.5 months after the event. But so far, for 2017, just 204 pounds has been paid to the charity.
Plans to convert a Norwich church into homes have been rejected because developers were not prepared to provide the asked-for amount of affordable housing. Wyndham-based The Interesting Building Company wanted to convert the unused St Peter's Methodist Church off Park Lane and the associated Church Hall and Boys Brigade buildings into 20 homes. They claimed providing at least 33% of affordable homes would not be cost-effective, but an independent assessment determined building 7 affordable homes would be viable. Alternatively, the developer could offer £507,000 towards homes elsewhere. They had offered either 3 affordable homes on site or a commuted sum of £371,800. Because of the policy clash, officers at City Hall recommended that the application be refused, and the councillors unanimously agreed to reject it.
Almost £1.7 million of lottery funding will be spent on inspiring young people to get involved with the region's heritage. The Heritage Lottery Fund, HLF, Kick the Dust programme, has awarded £776,500 to the Norfolk Journeys project, a partnership between YMCA Norfolk, Great Yarmouth-based Creative Collisions, and Norfolk Museum Service. Taking place at sites across the county, including the Gresson Hall Farm and Workhouse and Norwich Castle, the scheme will enable almost 8,000 11 to 25-year-olds to have a hand in shaping the area's heritage. Meanwhile, Groundwork UK, which has a hub in the east of England, has awarded £19,200 for its Future Proof Parks project, which aims to boost the accessibility of green space for young people. Hannah Keddy, HLF's Heritage Ambassador for East Anglia, said, "It has been an amazing experience learning how grants are awarded and helping HLF to allocate £10 million to projects involving more young people in heritage. I'm really pleased that Norfolk Journeys has won funding, as we found its plans to involve young people in museum work and provide them with archaeological experience especially appealing."
Norfolk Police will be cracking down on knife crime as part of a national week-long operation. Operation Scepter will be targeting users and carriers of knives, as well as highlighting the risks of carrying a bladed weapon. Officers across the county will be carrying out patrols with the aim of disrupting gangs and gang-associated activities involving knives. Along with heightened patrols, PCSOs will be visiting a number of high schools in the county to talk to children and highlight the dangers of carrying a knife. It is part of a long-running programme of knife crime talks to secondary schools across Norfolk by the Safer Schools Partnership officers, who work with schools to address wide-ranging issues of safeguarding behaviour and risk.
The number of calls made to a leading charity with concerns about children being left home alone has soared by more than 63%. The NSPCC has referred an increasing number of cases to the police and children's services in Norfolk after receiving calls and emails from members of the public. And as the long school summer break approaches, the charity has revealed that specialist counsellors on its 24-hour helpline made 59 referrals last year, 2016-17, to local agencies in Norfolk, up from 36 referrals made from 2015-16. Although the law does not give a minimum age at which children can be left on their own, parents and carers can be prosecuted for neglect if children are put at risk or suffering or injury. Worry callers to the NSPCC have reported children being left alone overnight and young children left to feed themselves and use dangerous kitchen equipment. The NSPCC warned, although a child may seem responsible enough to be left alone without supervision, Parents and carers should think carefully whether they would be able to cope with unexpected situations such as an emergency, a stranger calling at the house, being hungry, or if the parent is away for longer than they thought.
Well, that's all from James and me. And now it's over to Val Freer and Geoffrey Hodgson for the next part of Chatterbox.